T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The job now for investigators is to determine what caused a massive fire over the weekend in St. Charles. It was at the shuttered Pheasant Run Resort. WBBM's Dave Berner with the latest.
Over the years since the resort closed, there have been reports of some vandalism on the property, and there had been some talk of a possible renovation, but now that seems unlikely. Fire officials have been canvassing the area to determine whether there was any suspicious activity on or around the closed property before the fire. A blaze had caused extensive damage and needed 20 area fire departments to put it out. The fire broke out Saturday afternoon, sending plumes of smoke into the air and drawing onlookers to the scene. It took until late Sunday to extinguish it completely. Dave Berner, 105.9 WBBM.
Shootings on Chicago's south and west sides left one person dead and nearly 30 others wounded on Saturday and Sunday.
The weekend ended Sunday night with the shooting of a 16-year-old boy in the 3300 block of West Madison Street in East Garfield Park. The shooting happened an hour and a half after the city's 10 o'clock curfew. The boy was shot in a leg and taken to Stroger Hospital in good condition. In all, on Saturday and Sunday, shootings on the south and west sides left a person dead on 78th and Laughlin in the vestibule of an apartment building and 28 other people wounded. That included a woman who state police say was shot in a car on the Dan Ryan Expressway Saturday night. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
Two Chicago teenagers are charged in connection with a carjacking. It happened in Carroll Stream. A 16-year-old girl and 17-year-old boy are accused of stealing the 2019 Dodge Challenger at gunpoint at a strip mall on Army Trail Road Friday night. Police say they chased the stolen vehicle on 355 at speeds of 140 miles an hour. Authorities later found the car abandoned near Butterfield. Both teens were taken into custody a short time later at a park in Lombard.
The city of Chicago has a new climate action plan. National Resources Defense Council spokeswoman Valeria Rincon says the city's plan to reduce the carbon emissions by 62% by 2040 is a step in the right direction.
Density can actually be good in the sense that, you know, sometimes when you're clustering a bunch of things in a small place, you don't have to expend so much energy, particularly in transportation, from getting from one place to another, and you can have multimodal modes of transportation. You can walk, bike, scooter.
Chicago's climate action plan also includes supporting all electric new buildings as early as next year.
Now, sports, Josh List.
Good morning. Michael Kopech, K's six Yankees, gives up only one hit over seven shutout innings. The White Sox, on a perfect day in New York, blank the Yanks and a doubleheader sweep, 5-0. Kopech allows three runs to New York last time, nothing last night. And Tim Anderson puts his fingers to his lips to hush the booing Yankees fans after a three-run home run. The Sox steal game one on A.J. Pollock's ninth-inning long ball. Now it's an off day for the Sox, who host Boston tomorrow, four games behind division-leading Minnesota. Back-to-back eighth-inning home runs from Patrick Wisdom and Frank Schwindel land the Cubs on top of the Diamondbacks, dodging a four-game sweep, 5-4 winners. They're in Cincinnati tonight, 5:40. You hear the Cubs and Reds tonight on 670 The Score. Matt Eberflus gathers his Bears for more classroom work and light on-field work at OTAs today at Hallis Hall. Candace Parker posts the 12th triple-double in league history in a sky win in Washington. On the Hope of the Bears, Josh List, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A woman was hospitalized after reportedly being held captive on the far south side.
According to Chicago police, the 36-year-old woman was found inside an abandoned property near 119th and Eggleston Saturday afternoon. A passerby had heard the woman screaming inside the home and called police, who found the woman and freed her. Police are investigating the crime as a sexual assault and a kidnapping. They say the woman was released from an area hospital yesterday, and the search continues for the person who kept her captive. As for the man who notified police, he says something has to be done about the abandoned properties in the area. Bob Conway, 105.9 WBBM.
A Joliet man facing a number of charges in the alleged beating death of a Hanover Park man last week. The Tribune reports 27-year-old Brandon Beamish is charged with murder, home invasion, and other offenses in the death of 58-year-old Fred Borma. Police say Borma was found dead inside his home in the 7900 block of Northway Drive last Monday.
A Wisconsin couple killed a bear they say attacked them inside their home after they spotted it eating from their bird feeder. The attack was reported Friday night at a home in Medford near in north central Wisconsin. The couple told authorities the bear charged through a window after they tried to scare it away by yelling at it. Both were hurt before they were able to stab the bear with a kitchen knife, and the man then grabbed a gun and shot it.
Get your AccuWeather 5-day forecast just ahead. Also, all the latest in sports. The Sox power their way past the league-leading Yankees twice.
Two teenagers from Chicago face multiple felony charges after an armed carjacking in the western suburbs.
DuPage County prosecutors and Carroll Stream police say the 16-year-old girl and a 17-year-old boy are accused of stealing a 2019 Dodge Challenger Hellcat. Police say the owner was standing outside of his car when the two wearing dark masks approached him at gunpoint at a strip mall at 238 West Army Trail Road about 7 o'clock Friday night. The two fled and police chased the stolen car southbound on I-355 at speeds of about 140 miles per hour. Officers later found the car abandoned. Both teens were taken into custody a short time later. Police found them in a crowded park in Lombard. Varon Black, 105.9 WBBM.
A 36-year-old woman is recovering after reportedly being found handcuffed and chained inside an abandoned building on the far south side. Police responded to the location near 119th and Eggleston on Saturday evening after someone walking by reported hearing a woman screaming. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment. Not clear how long she'd been in the building or the circumstances of her imprisonment. Express Air Coach adding more service to O'Hare.
Options continue to increase if you're traveling to O'Hare from Northwest Indiana. Express Air Coach is adding another new bus service, the second one in months. The Northwest Indiana Times reports Express Air Coach will run a shuttle bus from Michigan City to O'Hare beginning May 27th. Express Air Coach will pick up and drop off riders at a designated area from the Marquette Mall in Michigan City. Express Air Coach is a Lafayette-based bus service with a long-running route from Purdue University to O'Hare, also stopping in Hammond and Portage. Judson Richards, 105.9 WBBM.
One expert says Chicago's new climate action plan will be good for the environment. National Resources Defense Council spokeswoman Valeria Rincon tells the WBBM.
Density can actually be good in the sense that, you know, sometimes when you're clustering a bunch of things in a small place, you don't have to expend so much energy, particularly in transportation from getting from one place to another. And you can have multimodal modes of transportation. You can walk, bike, scooter.
The plan calls for the city's carbon emissions to be reduced by more than 60% by the year 2040.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.